Technical difficulties.
Okay. My name's Maureen, I'm an addict.
I'm Maureen.
Welcome to anyone that's new to NA. I'm not going to sit here and tell you how I took my drugs. I don't need to tell any of you how I took drugs. We're sat in an NA meeting in West London on a Friday night, so that tells me you know how to use. I can tell you how I felt when I got to NA. I was round with a desire for about 5 years. So the first 5 years, I was just angry. I was just angry that I could not get this, that I was sat in meetings and I wanted what people had. And I don't mean cars or houses or relationships. I wanted the peace of mind that I see in people, how people could just sit still. How do these people sit? I couldn't sit still for 5 minutes. And then that kind of kept me coming back. And then by the time I'd reached my point of surrender, I was defeated, I was desperate, I was isolated, I was alone, and I was scared. And I was at that point where I really didn't care if I lived or died. And so I went off to treatment for about the fourth or fifth time. There was loads of shots at treatment. And I went off to treatment in May 2014, and I got to this treatment centre in Weston-super-Mare. And they took away my books, they took away my... Nothing. Nothing to change the way you feel or deflect from how you're feeling. And I couldn't do it. I could not sit in that treatment centre and be told what to do. I still feared what felt like authority. But I knew my process of surrender had started. This is why that saying, keep coming back, is so important. Because I kept coming back and the penny had finally dropped because I felt it inside me. And I packed my bags and I said, I'm leaving. And they said, where are you going? You're going to die if you leave here. If you leave here and you don't take a script to back you up, you're going to die. And I said to you, if I take that script, I will die. And I got on the train. I was homeless. I had nowhere to go. And I got on the train and I went to the meeting in Frith Street. And I sat in that meeting and I asked for help and I got help. And three of those people that were in that meeting aren't with us anymore. It was Chris that sat and he mapped all my meetings out. And he come and sat with me round Valentino's. And he bought me lunch, and that my pride kicked in. Oh, let me pay you back. And he said, no, you do it for a newcomer when you can. And I can do that today. And I'm 3.5 years clean now. And I did the 90 and 90, and I did what was suggested. I just shut up for a change and listened. And I did as I was told. And I got a sponsor. And all that sponsor did was gave me what I had been searching for through my 24 years of using, and it was love. I just needed some step work and a bit of love. I needed to be out, and I started falling out. And I took on service, and I got a home group, and it's still my home group today, and I've done regular service there for all that time. Some of the sayings in NA can make me cringe, but that one, we love you until you learn to love yourself. I really believe that's true. And then they still keep loving me. And I'm really grateful to the people that have guided me and shown me the way. Through that, I can now maintain friendships with women. Couldn't stand women. You know, I was in and out of prison for 15 years, so I had to walk around with a mask on. It wasn't the women I couldn't stand. I couldn't stand myself. And if I see my mirror in one of you, I didn't like you. So none of it's true. It's my head. I'm an addict. I can really make things up in my head. And I have some really solid friendships today. I have a relationship today. The only thing I had a relationship with in my using was my pipe. That was the only thing I could maintain, was making sure that would work and that would be all right. it doesn't always go perfect, but what we are both, it's with another addict. Can any of you are in a relationship with an addict, you know what that can be like at times. We both have defects, we both can fall short. But what I've learned by working the steps is that just because we argue doesn't mean it needs to be over, like everything was in seconds in my using. Your drugs were gone, now you go. That's, you know, I don't need you no more. It's not like that. My illness is centred in fear, and it's guilt and shame, fear-based guilt and shame in this. And I lost three of my children to adoption in my using after my first prison sentence. And I was quickly sectioned after, and for six months. And it's 20 years today since I said goodbye to them. And I can feel the guilt and shame trying to come up in me now. But I know I don't need to sit in it. And when I was asked to do this, I thought, God, that's, you know, I was only asked yesterday, it was properly thrown on me. And I thought, oh God, you're going to have all that going on. And I thought, no, do you know what? Get out, self, go and do it. Because that's where my disease will want me right now, sat in bed. Because that's what I'd do. I'd be sat on Facebook. If anyone in this room knows, I would be sat on Facebook with my headphones in, eating shit. And I thought, no, you're not going to do that today. I want to talk to you about what NA's given me. I had two more children after they was adopted. Yeah, my disease manifesting every year, let me tell you. So I've got a few kids. And when I went off to treatment, I'd handed them over to social services. I'd self-disclosed. I knew it was going bad again, and I asked for help. And they went off to live with family. Up until 90 days, I wasn't allowed to see them. And people just kept telling me, do the next right thing, Marie, and we promise you, your children will come back into your life. When I was 9 months, I went to court without a solicitor. I took my higher power in that room with me and my spiritual principles, and I came off supervised contact. I can have my children overnight now. They don't live with me, but my children recover with me. When I first come in, I could feel the rejection and abandonment coming from. If I went to let go of my daughter's hand, you know, she'd freak. She'd flip right out. She doesn't do that today. It's hard to get her attention today. She's always on a bloody phone. But the relationships I've got with my children are priceless. We sit on the phone and talk. I wasn't allowed their phone number when I come in. It's not like that today. I'm back at college. I left school when I was 13. I'm at college taking my GCSEs. I've got my first exam in December. It's the courage that this program gives me, that principle behind step four. I work in a shelter just like this, and I take the women that are very passionate about women. It's not that I've got no passion for the men, it's just I have boundaries today, there's a difference. I see my mirrors in these women, and anything I teach them in them groups is just what I've learned in here. To be loving, to be tolerant, to be kind, as I just said, boundaries. I teach them they've got assets. I learnt that in NA. I used to cringe when people would tell me, oh, you're really nice, you're really kind, you're really compassionate. Well, know what, and I say this, and I mean it, and I say it with humility. Yes, I am all those things today, because that's what the programme and people in it have taught me to be. It's really not hard to be those things. What it's also given me, a massive thing that it's given me that I could never have before, is forgiveness. Forgiveness for others and myself as well. I'm learning to forgive myself for the shitty things I did in my using, and there's a lot of harms. There's a lot of harms today. But as I said, I don't let my disease keep me there today. I get up, I go about my day, and trust me, I wake up with a loud head, and I have to do everything that we're suggested to do. I have to read the gist for today. I have to connect with a newcomer. I have to do those things so I can go about my day as normal. And with a quiet head as possible. I will tell you, I do suffer with secondary illnesses. I suffer with PTSD and severe anxiety, but through this program, I can do it without the use of medication. And it's not because I'm a martyr. You know, I have days where I do struggle, and the odd day here or there where I won't function. The fear of putting anything, even prescribed, in me is I'm so scared of relapse. So what I have to do is I have to go to a deeper level of surrender when these things come up. I have to step up my meetings. I get a lot of comfort from the literature. If I have to, it was Robert over there that gave me my basic text when I picked my Just for Today up here, and it's still boiling in my head what he shared. Just read it. I think I've read it about 4 times now. I still find something different in there every time. But it comforts me when I'm in this when I'm in an episode of my PTSD. My disease doesn't tell me to use today. My disease tells me just to hang myself. It doesn't take me. I hear people come into meetings and the obsession and compulsion left me when I was working my set one. But there'd be a desire to take me out another way. It still has a go. It's wicked. It's wicked what I suffer from. What we suffer from. I have sponsees who I love dearly. I do long distance sponsorship, and it's one of the best bits of service I've ever done. I do service on H&I. I love H&I. I used to go to meetings in prison, and there's women that used to come in and attempt to 12-step me who I'm friends with today. It's just that the power blows me away of this program. It says in there, just for today, we never have to use again. And I believe that to be true. I've been through homelessness in recovery. I've been through relationship breakups in recovery. I lost my job in recovery. I've lost my fucking mind in recovery, and I still didn't have to use. Because I just do what's suggested, and I don't resist it. Because I know the people I have in my support network, when they're suggesting something to me, or they're telling me about myself a little bit, they're doing it because they care and that they love me, because they are the people I have around me, the ones that support me, the ones that can hold me through some, really difficult times. And we can get through anything clean. Feelings, you all know, feelings are fucking horrible, and sometimes for me they're really overwhelming, but they pass. That is what I've learned. And what enables me, a life beyond my wildest dreams, was not to wake up withdrawing. I go to bed with peace of mind tonight, and that is enough for me. That peace of mind that I get because I'm not causing harm. I don't have to wake up in the morning and go onto that hamster wheel, in and out. It's all right. My life's all right today, and that's just thanks to what's in there, what's on that table out there, and a very good sponsor. I'm going to leave it there.
Amazing. Thank you.